Now via the community radio satellite to 3CR in Melbourne, to Joe Toscano and Michael Smith and the Anarchist World this week.
Now where are our guests?
I think they've disappeared. You might have scared them off before, I think.
I scared them off. Oh, they came in early. I mean, what's the point of having guests coming early? Now we've got two guests coming from Voting Formal today, Direct Democracy Tomorrow, Australia's fastest growing movement. Now I do have a personal point to make is I'm actually the original convener of Voting Formal today, Direct Democracy Tomorrow, so I assume that they think they're going to have an easy run. They're not going to have an easy run. We have one of the original members of Voting Formal today, Direct Democracy Tomorrow, Mr. Stephen Regan-Zani, and he'll be speaking. Now, because this is such a pathetic studio, we don't have enough microphones. This isn't the ABC or commercial radio. We've only got three microphones. So Michael has kindly given his microphone to the newest member of Voting Formal today, Direct Democracy Tomorrow, Sarah. Good morning, Sarah. How are you?
Morning, Joe. Good morning, listeners.
How about saying good morning to poor Michael? He gave you his microphone.
Good morning, Michael. Thanks for the mic.
He can't speak back. This is wonderful. Okay. I think we'll keep you here all day. Good morning, Mr. Regan-Zani. How are you?
Oh, good morning.
Weren't you here last week?
Yeah, right.
You've become a serial guest, have you?
Yeah.
Right. Look, Voting Formal today, Direct Democracy Tomorrow, what we thought was we'd get a few of real members in because people think it's a... you know, it's a virtual organisation. Now, the idea behind Voting Formal today, Direct Democracy Tomorrow, is very simple. Now, what we are doing is totally 100% legal. That's the first thing to remember. And what we are trying to do is establish a political party called Voting Formal Today, Direct Democracy Tomorrow, which will be registered with the Australian Electoral Commission, which will then be able to stand candidates across the country under the title, Voting Formal Today, Direct Democracy Tomorrow. And this, you know, when you go into an election, and those of you that do, not that I've ever actually voted ever in my life, but those of you who have, you'll see little names of particular parties which you put numbers next to. Well, if this particular group is registered, it will have that name. And obviously we can encourage people to vote informal during the thing. And the whole process, it's not a fun campaign, although you can have fun doing it. It more importantly, it's to actually show the limitations of parliamentary rule in this country, and that's why I'm encouraging people to vote informal. And secondly, it raises direct democracy as an alternative. Now, I may ask Sarah first as our newest member. Welcome, Sarah. Welcome to the club.
Thanks, Joe.
This is more exclusive than the Melbourne club, you know.
Oh, certainly, yes. More exciting.
Did you get your membership card?
I got my membership card.
What was your membership number?
No, I'm number 80, Joe.
Number 80?
80. See, took a while to think about joining.
Yes. So number 80. What made you think? Why did you want to join?
Well, I always thought, you know, I would vote informal when I did vote. So I put my name back on the electoral roll. And I don't believe we live in a true democracy. So I thought, well, by voting informal, I won't be voting for the representatives of de facto corporate government.
And any other thing in mind why you joined?
I think it's important for people to vote informal. And naturally, this campaign will help to explain why.
Right. And Steve, I mean, you're an earlier member. I remember you're one of the foundation members,
yeah.
One of the first five or six. So what made you get involved?
Well, I just saw the potential in it. I think that the potential there to actually get out there, and once we get the 500 members to, so we can register the political organisation, is once we've got them, right, once we've registered it, but even getting them is half the fun in some ways, because we've got to go out and really push for them, right? But once we've got them, it means on the polling booth, you know, we can mix it with the biggies, you know?
Yeah. I think the important thing to remember is that most people see nothing beyond parliamentary democracy. Mm. You talk to them about direct democracy, and I think, what are you talking about? And what it does is gives us an opportunity
to raise alternatives,
and also actually cause a little bit of heartache for the government of the day, and the opposition, and the Australian Electoral Commission, because in this country, it is illegal to encourage people not to vote. And obviously we'll be testing that over the next 2 or 3 years. I've got a few plans about that, personal plans. But it was illegal till 1998 to actually encourage people to vote informal. Now, that legislation has been changed, and obviously this gives an opportunity for a group which is against the concept of parliamentary democracy, or parliamentary rule, I have to use the word parliamentary democracy, but parliamentary rule, to be part of the mainstream as far as alternatives are concerned. I mean, I think it's a matter of raising alternatives. Now, the interesting thing about this group is we've got a constitution, and you have to sign the constitution to be a member. And one of the constitutional points is that any member of Voting Formal Today, Direct Democracy Tomorrow, can stand for any seat, for any election. We have no pre-selection mechanisms. So if you join the Labor Party, the Democrats, the Liberals, you've got to go through pre-selection.
Yep.
Voting formal, as long as you've got the cash to fund your own campaign,
That's it.
You can do that by holding veggie barbecues or whatever you do to raise cash, you can actually, under the banner of that particular group, run your own race.
That's it.
Which is amazing.
Only if, given the fact that you stand to promote informal voting.
Well, that's right. Yeah. Any member who, during an election campaign, actually encourages people to vote formally is automatically expelled. That's in the Constitution.
In the Constitution.
And to stop people from actually, if you think you want to join the group to change the Constitution can only be changed via consensus.
Yeah.
And that is another way to actually protect the integrity of the ideas in the group.
So that no one could just, no group can come in and stack it.
That's right. To stop stacking, that was one thing. See, there's a lot of interesting, because what you get is if you are interested in joining, we know that there is, we have members, believe it or not, in every state in the country.
Except every the state. Northern Territory.
Well, that's a territory, isn't
it? Yeah.
Every state in the country, and having a branch has been formed this week in Canberra, and if our Canberra people are listening, now, good morning or afternoon. And the thing is, it's very easy to set up a branch, and we want people to set up branches across the country. And once you set up a branch, you're totally autonomous. How you conduct your campaign is up to you.
Mm.
The fact that you belong to Voting Formal Today, once we're registered as a group political party, what that means is we can do bulk nominations. You don't have to worry about finding 50 to 100 people in your local area to nominate you to stand as a registered political party. We can just nominate you if you wish to be nominated. End of story. So, it's interesting. Mm. Now, you're thinking of standing, Sarah?
No, I'm just thinking of really helping in the campaign to get more members and to let people know why we're doing this and why it's important, you know, to vote informal. There's a question that's asked to me quite often, you might like to explain, Joe. Now, say a government gets 20%, they can still form a government, and so quite often people will say, so what's the point in getting people to vote informal when 20% still vote?
Well, in Pakistan, before the military coup, 22% of the population voted the government in. And you're quite right. But what happens is that those particular governments have no moral legitimacy. So why would anybody want to follow the rules of a government which is elected by 22% of the population? In America, only about 33% of people vote for the Congress and about 48-50% vote for the president. That's how disillusioned people are with parliamentary politics. The fact that you don't vote doesn't necessarily radically change things, but what it does is it raises alternatives. In Australia, it's different because we have compulsory voting, and the state is so concerned about people not voting that in 1921 they passed legislation to make it compulsory, and we have 95% of people who are on the electoral roll turn up on election day, and most of them vote formally. So what we have in Australia is every 3 to 4 years we have the whole system being replenished because everybody is involved in that process. Now, fewer and fewer people are involved in that process because we consciously don't vote or consciously vote informal. What it does is it questions the type of democracy we have. And that's why the heading of the group is Voting Formal Today, which is the action you do today, Direct Democracy Tomorrow. And what we're doing is we're raising alternatives that could be introduced.
Can I just ask a question? Gary, go back to your thing.
Aren't I supposed to be asking the guests questions?
No.
This is...
Yeah, but I want to ask you a question. In the Pakistan sort of example,
yes,
where you say 22% of people voted in the previous government,
yes,
before the coup.
Yes.
Well, when they had a coup, Nobody really, there was no getting out in the streets, was it? No one really actually supported that government?
That's right.
nobody actually, yeah, there wasn't any mass demonstrations, any bloodshed or anything.
And know, maybe if there'd been a revolutionary situation, it would have been exactly the same.
Yeah.
Who knows? But what I'm saying is this, in Australia, the government has a lot of moral legitimacy because people participate constantly. And if we as radicals are interested in direct democratic concepts, we have to break that legitimacy. And this is one way we can break that myth that power lies in Parliament and that it's important to participate.
And Joe, how often do you come across people who say they only vote because they have to get their name struck off the roll? They're not. It's not because they want to vote for Labor and Liberals. So, you know, it's just a,
well,
it's
I think
a good
I,
way of...
Yeah. Maybe 10-20% of people.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people genuinely vote. But what people don't understand is it doesn't matter who you vote for, even if it's a minor candidate, at the end of the day, because of preferential voting, compulsory preferential voting, where you have to allocate preferences or your vote is informal, what that means at the end of the day, your vote goes to Labor or Liberal, irrespective of how much you detest them. At the end of the day, your vote is allocated to them. We don't have optional preferential voting in this country. We have compulsory preferential voting and we have compulsory voting. And it is time in the year 2000 that if this system is such a wonderful system, let people voluntarily make up their mind whether they want to participate or not. I don't care if 99% of the population wants to vote if it's voluntary. In East Timor, there was no compulsory voting. In Indonesia, they don't have compulsory voting. I mean, in Russia, they don't have compulsory voting. This is like the good old days when 99% of the people voted in Russia for the Russian Communist Party. Here we have 95% of the people in Australia voting for the Labor Party or the Liberal Party. Mm. And what we have to do is we have to break this little club.
Well, that was Joe Toscano, Michael Smith and guests at Anarchist World this week. Comes to us courtesy of the Community Radio Satellite from 3CR in Melbourne. This is where you are. We are going to have to leave you today at Radio Freedom on Community Radio 2XX98.3 FM. Just quickly before we go, the foot and mouth disease, I forgot to mention earlier on, sort of tied up between two people I was originally going to give it to. One was our wonderful Financial Services Minister, Joe Hockey, who came up with the astounding claim that businesses would happily round down their prices because they're not interested in just making profits. And we had a couple of religious wankers, basically the head of the Anglican Church in Australia, the head of the Catholic Church in Australia, and sort of head Muslim type person. My ignorance there on what the head Muslim imam of Australia getting together and saying religion isn't about inflicting pain on other people. Well, you know, you could have fooled several million people over the years. But when Peter came in and he sort of told a funny tale of the Western Australia Deputy Premier, I think it was, who said basically that big companies have the right to write their own industrial relations laws, so he gets our foot and mouth disease award. Andy Cowan was his name, Hendy Cowan. And so he gets our foot and mouth disease for this week. If you'd like to get in contact with us here at Radio Freedom, PO Box 3859, Western Creek, ACT 2611, or email radiofreedom@hotmail.com, and they are also the contact addresses for Vote Informal Today, direct